What's up, what's up, what's up?
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, it is Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It's here. It is finally Friday.
Finally Friday. It is also Fun Joke Friday.
T-minus 4 hours until I don't have to see you for 48.
Unless, okay, but here's the thing. Tomorrow, you are broadcasting live, sort of. What are you doing?
Broadcasting live tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. from Paradise Hills Little League. Field one. Athletics taking on the Twins, and I will be broadcasting the entire game live.
So we can listen right here on Static Radio, or I can just show up and bother you. And, like, make funny faces while you're...
I'd be so angry. I'm already a little nervous, because myself and Scott Didrikson, he does the color commentary for the Lobo men's basketball team. He's a super fresh dude.
Yeah.
His kids play on the Twins. My son plays for the A's, and we thought it'd be fun to team up. We're going to broadcast the game in its entirety. Right here on Static Radio.
That's
starting
exciting.
At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to be a little different. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
A little nervous.
Yeah, well, it's like a 2.5 hour baseball game. I'm going to have to talk for like 2.5 hours.
You would do it anyway.
Yeah, true.
You would talk through this entire game anyway.
Yeah.
If you could.
That's true.
If you can, so
actually,
you
the funny thing is usually I'm the one in the stands. All right, and next up we got, and I'll start like doing play-by-play in the stands with the parents just to make them laugh.
You're that guy.
I am that guy. Yeah.
You're the guy who's sitting behind me that I'm just ignoring because I'm like, ugh, he just wants attention.
Wow. It is Friday. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes on at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Oh my gosh. As soon as Mitch posts something, which looks like she did.
Wanna read that?
Not really,
hey,
no.
I want you to, you gotta fake it to make it.
Fake it to make it.
Read that and make it sound like fun.
Simba was kind of walking slow, so I told him to Mufasa.
Kind of messed it up, but it's okay.
Simba was walking kind of slow, so I told him to Mufasa.
Wow.
To Mufasa. I told him, Mufasa.
It gets funnier every time you say it. Say it again.
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We have a show planned.
We really do. I'm excited. Sean Ambergy from Los Alamos is going to be making his way into the Albuquerque area.
That is right.
Hanging out with us this morning. We're also going to talk about cell phone etiquette today.
Ooh.
Crazy, crazy story coming from a movie theater where I still am not sure if I should applaud or cringe.
No, my first reaction was applaud.
Really?
Applaud. And then my second reaction was like, probably wasn't right.
Yeah.
But dude, we all wanted it to happen.
We'll talk about that coming up, as well as one dude in the spotlight who calls himself a Christian and acted like one.
Ooh.
It's very rare we get to talk about happy stories like that because usually we're talking about what Pat Robertson said and how, yeah,
how stupid he is. Sorry.
That turned all of us ignorant and Christians are stupid. No. I actually have a good story today.
Good.
So, in the news for a good reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, coming up Friday, June 14th, House of Heroes playing our birthday party.
Yes, they are hanging out with us.
Yeah, House of Heroes and Come Wind will be doing a birthday bash with Static Radio. It is our second birthday, and if you don't know who Come Wind is, play some for you right now.
Yep.
You can get your tickets, mystaticradio.com. But there's a limited number, so get them quick.
True.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Mike Maines and the Branches, Stop the Car. Static Radio, good morning.
That's always like a really thing to say. Stop the car.
That's a really thing to say?
A really scary thing to say, sorry.
That's always like a really thing to say.
Really scary thing to hear.
Stop the car.
Like, why? Like, especially if you're the one driving, like, why? It's panic, you know?
Right. I did that one time. I was with my brother, and he said, "Stop the car!" And I stopped the car, and he jumped out and tackled a skunk.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a true story, actually. I'm not joking.
Did you allow him back in the car?
No, he got sprayed.
Yeah.
He may or may not have been in his right mind at the time. And he kept it for like 48 hours until...
The skunk?
I'm not even being funny. He walked all the way home. He walked because I was like, you're not coming back in here. And he kept it in a pet taxi for like 2 days.
Until did that thing keep spraying?
We, like, convinced him. No, it just shivered a lot. Because it was terrified. Because it was scared out of its mind. We're like, dude, you've got to go put that thing back in the wild. It's a skunk. No, bro, I was reading online, and you can, like, de-scent him, bro, and we can domesticate it, and it'll be like a great pet. It's legal here, bro. I'm not being funny. And that's what he wanted to do. So we had to, like, sit him down and be like, Scott, some things just need to be set free. You have to let this go. And it was really intense. And finally he realized, like, as much as he wanted that skunk, he knew that it was just going to be stinky and awful.
It was probably an
terrible
adult too.
No, it was a baby.
Oh,
it was a baby skunk. It was like this cute little, like, yeah,
Pepe Le Pew skunk.
Yeah.
Aww.
So I was like, dude, I don't care how cute this thing looks. It's going to spray. It's not a domestic, like, type animal. It's vicious.
What did he feed
and
it?
Horrible, no matter how cute it looks. It's awful.
Yeah.
You get rid of it.
Why did he tackle
get
it?
Get it back into the wild.
Did he just run after it?
Dude, it's my brother. I have no idea. There's no rationality. I'm like, oh, well, actually, he was thinking, I don't know.
Well, he wasn't.
Yeah,
he
obviously. Wasn't. It is Friday. It is finally here. It is Fun Joke Friday. That was a weird tangent. Phone line. Here we go.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's Matthew up? From Albuquerque. Are you really from Albuquerque? Were you born here, or is it just Matthew in Albuquerque?
Oh, well, I was born and raised here, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you are Matthew from Albuquerque. Because if you were like, I was born in Texas, but I live here, so I'm Steve-O in Albuquerque, but not Steve-O from Albuquerque, because I didn't move here till I was like 9.
Right.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
Well, anyways, I can't believe it's Friday already.
It's here. Next thing you know, it'll be Saturday.
Yep, and you know what that means?
It'll be Sunday after
cartoons. I got a baseball game. I'm broadcasting a baseball game. What does
it
mean?
Anyways, the last week of school is next week. We only have 2 days. Well, there's 3 days if you're not going to go to the last day.
Right. I mean, who goes the last day?
No one.
I do.
Anyways, that is the last day of school, May 22nd, for LBJ.
Nice.
It's a half day. They only go from 8:10 a.m. to, like, 12:15.
Well, all right.
No.
It's crazy.
Totally.
My kids' last day of school, today.
Wow.
They're graduating this morning. I'm missing it because I have a morning show to do.
Sacrifice.
Oh, gross. You guys are crazy.
I don't know how it goes.
Not like that.
The words today. That's a different song.
Yeah, nope.
Hey, Steve-O, you can find this song. You know what they say? There's always that one search tool on the internet you can use.
Is that what they say? I always thought they said that you'll always find gold at the end of a rainbow. That's what they say. You know what they
usually
say? Yeah, they do say that. So, what can we play for you today, Matthew?
Let's see some Amberlin.
Booyah! We'll do it.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you guys Monday morning.
All right, buddy. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
505-338-3700. What?
You guys really know how to shoot the bull.
What?
Talk about nothing.
Oh.
For a long time. You ever heard that? Shoot the bull?
No. Yeah. Why would you shoot him?
Obviously,
he's wonderful.
Because the conversation needed to die.
Oh, okay. Man, I started messing with your mic and now you're all quiet.
I know.
You gotta like...
Owie!
You gotta, like,
That hurt.
Okay.
I'm going to talk like this the entire time. Static.
Hey, the progression of puberty is an interesting thing to witness, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, we witnessed it for one whole year.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much.
So anyway, I was hoping you guys could play some of the new Isley this morning before 7.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We'll get some Isley on. Why are you yelling?
Because you told me I have to talk louder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll play brand new Isley. We premiered it on Tuesday. It's good stuff, dude. I'm a fan.
Thank you. I missed it. I was a little depressed.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. No. We'll play that coming up next for sure.
Much appreciated. Thank
you. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye now. Bye.
Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I got another Clint Eastwood fact for you.
Of course.
Good.
Time.
All right, so Daniel Boone can stare down a bear, but Clint Eastwood can stare down Daniel Boone.
Oh, where's my fail?
So bad.
Well, then you guys come up with some.
No, it would have been good, but you
you messed it up.
But Clint Eastwood can stare down Clint. No.
No.
But the bear can stare
down Clint Boone.
But Daniel Boone.
I don't write him down.
He stare down Davy Crockett. Wait, that's not it either.
I'll call back.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now.
Dan and Barb definitely submitted one.
Yeah?
So I like to fish just for the halibut.
Ah,
because
there's a because the halibut.
I saw that on a Lotterburger letter sign, like the marquee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it said that exact thing.
Yeah.
What's going down with Lotterburger?
They during Lent they have halibut.
Ah, right.
But so they definitely use it as a play on words.
I see what you mean did there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Some requested Isley.
Yep.
Steve on Mitch
in the morning.
Static. Amberlynn, live in NYC. Someone, anyone, off their latest record, Vital. Well, that version's not. To hear that one, you just gotta tune into Static.
Haha, we win.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is also 6:30. It is Friday, which means
Fry News Day! Breaking news. A high-tech company in Sydney, Australia has come to the aid of highway officials faced with truckers wreaking havoc by not heeding warnings that their vehicles are too tall to enter the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. When sensors detect that two tall trucks have missed the final turnoff, a thick spray of water rains down at the entrance in tunnel lanes and a large stop sign is laser projected onto the water curtain. I thought that was kind of scary.
I don't even know what you said.
Why?
Because
were you not listening?
I was. Just kind of. Wait.
A high-tech company in Sydney, Australia.
No, wait. Stand by. Steve, what did she say?
Okay, so when a truck misses its turnoff and it's going to go a direction it's not supposed to go, a mist comes down. And like at Disney, when you go to the light show over the lake and they project images onto the mist of water.
Right.
That's how they project their message.
Huh.
Stop.
It's true.
Stop.
It's a stop.
Wow. Thanks, Steve.
Well, you know.
That cleared it up. That was good. He's so good at that.
Breaking news. The CDC sampled 161 public swimming pools and discovered a very good reason to keep your mouth closed in the water.
No.
58% of them had fecal contamination.
Oh, my gosh.
The pools were in Atlanta, but a CDC official says the findings would almost certainly apply to any city.
No.
Researchers chalked it up to swimmers' hygiene, either because they were unclean when they got in the water or they had an accident.
Oh.
The CDC found another type of bacteria, one that causes rashes and ear infections in 59% of the pools.
Steve.
And I thought it was the chlorine getting in my eyes.
Yay!
Nope.
Serena, this is the way. Okay.
Yeah, and then I only have one more.
Oh, good.
And it's one line. Breaking news! David Beckham announced his retirement from soccer on Thursday.
Oh. You gonna be okay? Because I know how much you love soccer.
Yeah, but is he still going to be in commercials and stuff?
Probably.
That's really all I care about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, no, he's still going to do
that. Okay, but it's fine. It's cool.
Okay, good. You going to be all right then?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, sweet. All right. That's your breaking news. Birthday's on the way. You want to submit a birthday request? Studio at mystaticradio.com. Waverly, taking it old school. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Green, 1957, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
It is 6:45.
Birthdays.
That's right. Birthdays.
Today is May 17th.
That's right. It is the 100 day of 2013. I don't know, Jesus. Steve, you got this.
Actually, it's the 137th day.
There you go.
Of 2013. So Mitch was only 228 days remaining until
my party.
Steve's humongous party.
Woo! Steve, you are invited.
Hey, thanks, bro.
I'll be there too.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. No. I know where you live.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, can I back up to the 13th?
Yeah.
Because I blew it.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was my older brother's birthday on the 13th.
Oh, come on, Steve.
No.
That was on Monday.
Oh.
Brother Greg.
Ah.
He's a good dude.
He turned 48. He's 15 months older than me.
I golfed with that guy once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd we golf? Did we go to...
We went to Paco, remember?
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have been a nice outing.
Rolling in the deep.
Anyway, we have another local birthday.
Ah, yes.
John Ryman today.
Hey, wow.
Big one for him.
A lot of me
yeah.
birthdays.
Yeah. 5-0.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wait, wait, wait. John's the oldest?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
I'm not even joking.
He looks so young.
Thought he was the baby.
Me too. Aren't you the baby? Are you the baby, Stever?
I am the baby.
Wow. How did that work?
I was last.
Oh, right. There you go. Okay.
Well, he was conceived and born last.
Maybe it's because... Never mind. All right. I thought you were the oldest.
I'm the largest, but I'm not the oldest.
I seriously thought you were the oldest, Greg was the middle, and John was the baby.
You, well, Greg's the middle kid.
Yeah.
He must have acted like a middle kid when he was here.
Always looking for attention. And
well, you know, they're kind of... middle kid's kind of under the radar, you know, kind of...
Yeah. Jump out of cars, steal skunks.
Yeah.
That's what my brother does.
Birthdays today.
Sail away.
Enya.
Sail away.
Enya's birthday. Moya Brennan's sister.
Yeah.
Moya Brennan of the Celtic rock band. Or
Clannad.
Clannad.
Huh?
Good job.
Enya, though, it's her birthday today.
I don't even know what she looks like.
I couldn't pick her out in the lineup. I don't think I've ever seen her.
I bet that'll change everything. Let's look up a picture of her after we guess her birthday.
Okay.
She is 37.
Shut up. She is not 37.
Yeah, because her first hit in 1980, whatever.
I was going to say.
Holy crap, she's 54.
She's been around for a while, bro.
You're done, Mitch.
Yeah, you don't get to guess anymore. 37.
57.
No, that doesn't
54.
Count. No, none of those
she's
count
54.
For you. First, it was in the 80s. I'm going to say she's 48.
54.
She's 52.
Ah! Dang it!
Yeah.
Enya's, hold on, let's see what Enya looks like.
Enya's birthday today. She looks young.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looks kind of young. I mean, you know, she's got a lot of money and people to make her look real good on pictures
and stuff.
You
don't know what that is. You don't know that's it.
Well, maybe I do.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see, from Nine Inch Nails... Trent Reznor's birthday today.
His heart just skipped a beat.
Yeah, I didn't play any Nine Inch Nails.
No, why not?
Why?
I thought about playing Johnny Cash.
I was just about to say. Hurt. Here, I'll play some Hurt in honor of this after. Gosh, Trent. I follow him on Twitter. I should just go.
Oh my gosh! No, you cannot do that.
He is
43.
He's 48.
He is 48.
Oh, yes! My gosh!
Yes! Hold on. Stand by. Except, I wish I had like some weird, crazy remix.
Oh, yeah. They're like the beginning of Dubstep.
They were not very industrial.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
Dubstep. I want to fight you. There you go.
All righty. Formerly married to Eva Longoria.
Tony Parker's birthday today.
Tony Parker is turning age today.
36.
32.
It's 31.
Dang it. Oh, sucks for you.
Yeah. I'm still winning. Shut up.
So you're learning the NBA theme, I hear.
I am, yeah.
Before you said, what'd you call that?
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, it's basketball. All right, from the movie Big Love.
Never saw it.
Alien.
Nope.
No. Big Love isn't a movie, was it? I thought it was a TV show.
I don't know.
It's a TV show.
And I didn't aliens.
And
aliens, not alien.
And from Weird Science.
Yep, absolutely. He played the older brother.
He's also in Twister.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's a cow.
His name's Bill Paxton.
Okay.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah.
But it's not game over because he's only got to be like 53.
52.
He would be pleased with both of you.
Wow.
Bill Paxton today is 58.
Wow.
Years old. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Getting a little older there. Yeah,
a little bit. Huh. A little bit. Cool. All right.
All right.
Here we go, Steve-O.
Jordan Knight's birthday. It's Jonathan Knight's birthday.
Jordan Knight.
It's Jordan Knight's birthday today. I didn't say Donnie first because I had a feeling it was Jordan's birthday.
It's Jordan's birthday.
It can't be Donnie's birthday.
No, it could have been. It was Danny Wood's birthday,
that's right.
Not
okay.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Did I pick the right song this time?
Maybe.
Why don't you keep letting it play?
Okay.
Turn it up, yeah.
This isn't even hanging tough. Last time you said, what should I have... I said, well, you got the rhinestone.
You thought I should
baby.
Do this.
Oh, my gosh. You really do have, like, their...
All right. So, it's Jordan Knight's birthday today.
Word.
How old is he?
How old was Danny?
Yep.
How old? We got birthdays to do.
I just want to listen.
48.
I haven't heard this since I was like 9. This is hilarious.
He's 48. He's 40. Dang. 48. I'm sticking
Jordan
with 48.
Jordan Knight's older brother, Jonathan Knight. Jonathan Knight was the younger brother.
All right.
Guess.
Wait, the new kids dance.
Oh, we're done with new kids.
How old was Danny Wood? Wasn't he like 50?
I'm guessing 48.
I'll say 50.
43.
Oh, wow.
Dang it, that's what
Yeah.
That was my other guess.
This actress played Rosalie Hale in the Twilight movies.
Oh, she looks like Nicole Naranjo.
Everyone knows, everyone.
Yeah. Everyone knows Nicole Naranjo.
I know. I'm just saying,
Fail.
She does.
Okay. Nikki Reed's birthday today.
Nikki Reed!
By the way, Nicole, if you're listening, Mitch thinks you look 25.
Hey!
Yeah, I've already told her this like a trillion times.
So, I guess 25.
Nah, we're just moving on.
No, okay, she's
25, smart
25.
Girl. Yeah, he just said it.
Why would you say that?
Because you took so long on Jordan Knight. We need to move on.
Okay. Today is Apollo Creed's birthday.
No.
Today is Sylvester Stallone's birthday.
No actor from the movie. It's from. It's a boxing legend.
Muhammad Ali.
No.
George Foreman.
No.
Mike Tyson.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
It's Sugar Ray Leonard's birthday.
Yeah!
Wow.
I watched the Marvin Hagler Sugar Ray Leonard boxing match live.
Dude, I remember that only because do you remember? I think it was Church's Chicken, one of them.
There was
two cups, and you could either pick Marvin Hagler or Sugar Ray Leonard.
I'm going to tell you,
I'm not joking.
I don't watch a lot of boxing, but I remember watching that and
really
thinking, Marvin Hagler's big. And then I watched the match, and I was like, man, Sugar Ray is fast.
Yeah.
He'd just go in there and pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, he's 52.
58.
He'll be 58 in 365.
Dang it!
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sugar Ray looks good, though.
Yeah, he does.
He still looks
good.
Sugar
Ray Leonard.
I hope I look that good when I'm that age. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But, all right. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
sportscaster is having a birthday today. He's
Jim Nance's birthday.
It's Jim Nance's birthday.
Yes!
Very good, Steve-O.
Yes, dude. I win today in general because I'm guessing
well,
everyone.
You win every.
You don't even know. So you go ahead. You guess first.
Jim Nance.
So his how old is Jim Nance?
He is.
Did you even get that, Mitch?
No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. Actually,
I don't even know.
You probably do.
What
my
he looks like.
My
oh,
audio.
Yeah,
hint.
You do.
Did you get my audio hint?
Yeah, that I knew that you were doing a hint by talking like that. Yeah.
Which sport would that be?
Golf.
Oh, very good. Good.
But he does NFL on CBS.
Does he do soccer?
He's mostly known for golf, I think.
To me, he's known for football on NBC. I mean, on CBS.
Jim Nance's birthday.
54.
Jim Nance turned 54 today.
Yes! I am so much smarter than you!
We don't have time for that.
Come
next
on.
Birthday.
Oh.
Did she really just nix that?
She really just totally turned
okay,
off.
She's right.
The
we don't have time.
Rooster music. Well, it's 2-0. How many birthdays do you have? Is there any chance of her winning?
We got a couple birthdays left.
Okay.
America's funniest home video.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget's birthday.
Wow.
What was the dad?
Full House.
Full House, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dad on Full House.
Yeah. Terrible actor.
Ugh,
terrible
yeah.
comedian. Not
yeah.
a fan.
Really crude.
Really crude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I remember I was like, oh, I gotta watch his stand-up. It's
oh
the
my
dad
gosh,
from Full
gross.
House. Oh my gosh.
You're not
you can't say that.
You can't say that.
You're the dad from Full House.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
He's turning age today.
54.
59.
Actually, today, he's 57.
Oh!
Dang.
Yeah. Bob said, really? He's... You don't want to watch his
no.
No, don't
no,
do not.
Don't do news. It. Don't do it.
Okay, well, I
bad
won't.
Juju.
I won't. Can we watch this?
Okay, it's
Stomp?
Billy Joe Armstrong's birthday. Oh, that's not Green Day?
I guess none of us
Sandman?
Watch. None of us watch this show.
No.
The theme to the Late Late Show.
No.
With Craig Ferguson?
Craig Ferguson's birthday today.
You could have done the theme song for Drew Carey show as well.
Okay.
He was the boss on Drew Carey.
Yeah, true, true.
Oh, now I know who that is. 70.
Are you
60.
Kidding me? I'm just going to let you...
No, I'm not guessing until you guess.
54, that's my go-to today.
67.
What does Steve-O say?
I said 54.
Oh, he's 51.
Ah!
And it's all that gray hair, I think, probably. You know, and...
70s, really?
I don't know.
70s?
I don't know. He has an accent, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's like Scottish.
So we move on to inanimate object.
Yay, I win!
Back on this date in 1985.
Uh-huh.
And here we thought Lost had something original. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Lost.
Yeah, isn't this part of
Fantasy
the video?
Fantasy Island!
No.
Fantasy Island
no.
started, and Tattoo was actually dead the whole time.
The Dharma Initiative.
Dallas.
Yeah, on this date in 1985, Bobby Ewing died on the season finale of Dallas.
Oh!
Only to return the following season. It was all a dream.
Oh, that was... I wow. remember people were really mad about that. Like, I remember hearing about it on TV shows.
Wow.
In 1985, you heard about that?
No, like later on.
Okay. There you go. Inanimate Object, 1985.
There we go. Good times. Well, I guess. I've never seen a single episode, so I really couldn't tell you. But I can say happy birthday if it's your birthday. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out, all you got to do is email it to us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back by request from me, some Johnny Cash. It's a Trent Reznor Nine Inch Nails cover.
There you go.
We'll do that on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Sleeping at Last. The song's called Woodwork. About 6:10 now on your Friday morning. That's right. I said Friday.
Hey.
It's finally here.
It is finally Friday, which
I couldn't be happier.
Fun joke Friday.
That's right. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What you got?
This one's straight from Thebes.
What?
I farted in the Apple store and everyone got upset. Not my fault they don't have windows. What did the water say to the boat? Nothing. It just waved.
Oh, man. There you go.
Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman that caught a fish?
No.
It was this big.
Oh, man.
It was this big. One arm.
Will you just raise your hand or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, that joke really doesn't work on Facebook.
No. My wife tried to apply at the post office, but they wouldn't let her. They said only males work there.
Wow. Static.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I call back just for you guys.
Ah, yes.
All right. You guys ready for another try at this Clint Eastwood fact?
Okay.
Ready.
All
right. Daniel Boone can stare down a bear, but Clint Eastwood can stare down Daniel Boone.
Yeah! Good job, homie.
Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Fun Joke Friday. Coming up at 8:30, Sean Ambergy hanging out with us. Haven't heard from Ambergy
yeah.
in some time. Good old Shambergy.
Yes.
Hanging out.
For plumbers, a flush beats a full house.
Oh, man. That was so bad.
The best part of being a watchmaker is that you get to make your own hours.
Oh, no. No. No! These are all thieves, aren't they?
Yeah.
I love it. He's fantastic.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to get your fun joke in. Or you can call us because those are always fun. 505-338-3700. I'm expecting to hear from your kids soon.
Oh, of course. Those are my lyrics. The Oh Hello, a song called The Valley. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. 7:30, Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah?
I gotta leave in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
peace out! Peace out!
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Peace out!
Right. Dun, dun, dun. I really want to. There's a movie coming out in June, and pre-sale for like a special screening. They go on sale this morning. I want to go stand in line like a nerd.
Is it Superman?
Yes, it is. You know who's going to be in town for that? House of Heroes.
House of Heroes.
House of Heroes and Come Wind. They will be here for, I was going to say for Superman, but more importantly, Static Radio's second birthday party. I'm so excited. We are turning 2 years old, and we're throwing down a big old party.
And we're kind of excited. There's going to be piñatas, and actually...
There's going to be piñatas?
We've actually already purchased them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, did you? Wow.
Come Wind, House of Heroes, piñatas with rad prizes, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we can't really bust them open unless you want to break the
them?
Xbox 360.
Whoa!
I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's right. There's not probably not going to be a 360 either.
No, there will not be.
There's going to be some cool stuff, though. But the only way to be part of the birthday bash is to get your invitation right now online, mystaticradio.com. Tickets are going very, very fast. It is our birthday party. And if you want to be a part of it, dude, House of Heroes, Come Win. Get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. It is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday. Gotten a lot of really good ones and a lot of really bad ones.
Thebes from Thebes. What is Forrest Gump's password?
What?
One Forrest One.
Oh, man. It's good. It's good.
I'm just gonna read this. I don't know if it's a joke, so here I go.
Okay.
So I'm helping out at church, and the youth pastor looks at the screen behind him and sees sheep with a scripture verse. Then, without thinking, he asks, "What's a sheep's breath smell like? Have you ever really thought about it?" I go really loud, bad. Oh, I get it. The other leaders laugh, none of the kids. Now my 1 minute of fame is over. That was what Dennis had to say. Get it?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Get it? Because it was sheep's breath.
Yeah,
bad.
Right. No, yeah, I got it. I got it.
Do you get it? Because that's like what a sheep sounds like.
You know what else is bad? Talking on your cell phone during a movie.
Ugh.
How many times have you ever been in a movie theater and there's that person that's like texting and it's like this beacon of light, right?
Dude.
Or they answer the phone. I don't mind if it goes off. They're like, oh, crap. You know, and then they turn off their ringer or whatever. I like how now, like, I was just at a movie and I downloaded this app because you can put your movie, your phone in like movie mode.
Really?
Yeah. And you get rewards.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I went and saw, I don't know, recently I went and saw a movie. And, you know, before the movie, it's like, download this app and then put your phone in movie mode. And it, like, GPS locates you. Okay, you're really at a movie theater. And then you get stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So I got, like, see, rewards. I got, like, hey, cool. Good job, you, for not being a jerk. Next time you go, free medium drink.
What?
Yeah.
I'm downloading that app. A free medium drink is like half the ticket price.
Oh, man, it expires next week.
You got to go to the movie.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, they're getting
But anyways, so that's I think that's they're trying to like kindly tell you to shut up, kindly get you. But here's the thing. You can't answer the phone. You can't answer a text.
Oh,
you can't
get
anything
your reward.
Because it'll pop you out of movie mode and you won't get the reward.
Oh.
So nah, that's how they get you. Stever.
Hey.
Sup?
I'm getting a free drink, too.
Are you?
Wow.
Yeah. I behave at the movies.
Ah,
I put it in mode. But you do need, you need to, you know, the trick is, it expires, so you need to get back to.
That's okay. Star Trek came out today. I'm pretty sure I'm going back soon.
I'm pretty sure I may see it before you do.
Really? You going today?
Are you going today?
No. Jack's playing the Dodgers tonight, and then, of course, we're broadcasting the game tomorrow morning.
Now, here's the really tough part about going. I need to decide between a regular fountain drink or a frozen drink.
Yeah, we got the same coupon. You get a free icy or a free,
I don't know.
I get the icy.
I don't either.
Icy?
Mm-hmm. Really?
It doesn't say that. It says frozen drink.
Frozen drink, but really it's an icy.
That's, which is much more generic and non-commercial.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There you go. Sorry about that.
Nicely done.
I forget that
Nicely
that's actually
done.
Something.
Yeah, so movie theater's trying to deter people from carrying on conversations or even texting in movie theaters. And, of course, you still have that one dude who wants to talk on the phone. Well, check it out. I can't believe this. Apparently, people were carrying on a conversation throughout a movie.
Play.
Whatever. They were loud, obnoxious the entire time. There were two groups, one on the left, one on the right, who were being loud and disruptive at this play. During intermission, this dude's date complained to the theater manager saying, hey, this is going on. But theater manager apparently didn't say something or said something. They didn't see it. They weren't sure. Well, come to act two. And they're still talking. On the cell phone. It's like Googling, lean over, talking. So finally, this dude, Kevin Williamson, had enough. Walks over. Says, hey, sup? You're on your phone. You're distracting everybody. Can you please not do that? And she said, quote, mind your own business.
No, she didn't.
So Kevin Williamson did what any normal human being would do at that point if you're in a movie theater or a play and somebody's still talking on their cell phone and you've kindly asked them not to. He took the phone out of her hands. So then gets a little interesting. He says, I meant to throw it out the side door, but it hit some curtains instead. He says, I guess my aim's not as good as it should be. And he broke her phone. He launched her phone.
Yeah.
He grabbed the phone from her hand and launched her phone through the phone. According to Williamson, the woman then slapped him in the face and after failing to find her phone, stormed out. Soon the show's security director asked to have a word with Williamson. They stepped into the lobby, told him I'd be happy to leave. They tried to keep him there. He said the lady was talking about filing charges, so he waited around for a bit, talked for a while. He did eventually try to physically keep Williamson there.
Wow.
And was standing at the door blocking him, telling him he couldn't leave. He inquired as to whether he was a police officer and or he was under arrest. And since he wasn't, he left.
There you go.
But,
the reason I wanted you to specify that it was a play is because I've been to plays and I've been to like live choir acts yeah. where people are just talking on the phone. And it's not, unfortunately, that's not something you can like get on DVD.
Yeah.
So you're never going to be able to see that again.
Right.
How annoying.
Yeah, I'm thinking I want to applaud him, but also not because you can't, like, here's...
You're like, dude, you gotta be careful next time. There's gotta be, like words of wisdom.
Yeah, I probably would have, if I was already there to a point where I'm so angry I'm taking her cell phone from her,
him.
I probably would have taken the cell phone, walked it out to the theater manager, and handed it to him and said, here you go, take care of this. How much do you think they... The tickets to a play cost, because, you know, my wife and I, we had to go see, had to.
I know.
Ugh.
It was a long time ago.
Went to this opera for a class. She loved it. She wants to go, like, see more operas. And I'm like, oh, cool. It's painful. But those tickets were not cheap.
So it depends on the play and if it was, like, an actual off-Broadway production. Because they can range anywhere from, like, $20 to, like, $90, at least here at Popejoy.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What do you think? Did he overreact? A gentleman, tired of a woman talking on the phone, walks over, asks her to get off the phone. She doesn't. He takes the phone from her hand and launches it down the hallway. Oh, static.
Hey, guys. It's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Hey. So, me and my kids are at the movies watching, I don't know what it was, and sitting... Just a few seats next to me were some gangsta guy and his gangsta girlfriend, and they were both on their cell phones.
What?
Talking to each other.
I don't know who they were talking to, but they were talking loud and obnoxious and cussing. And so I said, excuse me, you're on your phone and you're talking kind of loud and we're trying to watch the movie. And the guy's like, B, that's you. I'm on my phone with my homeboy, blah, 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 blah. And he just basically pulled me off. So I wasn't about to tell him off because he would have shot me. So instead, I told the kids to go left, and I crossed in front of him because we were going to go get different seats, and I totally farted right in his face.
Sunny!
Nice and loud and hopefully stinky.
Is this real life? Am I really awake right now? Yeah. Did this conversation just really happen?
That I took a turn.
I did that on purpose.
You crop dusted a dude in a movie theater who was on his phone? Wow.
Yep, that wins. I
cannot believe this is happening.
That wins.
Oh, hey, very funny. Oh, so, Sunny, we love
you. What else can you do? You can't shoot me for that, right?
Wow. Wow.
That's
unreal.
Just between you and us, right? That's just between us.
Exactly. No, yeah, totally.
So the next time somebody's talking on their cell phone, just walk in front of them and fart. And then they'll
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
Sunny.
You, Sunny. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Wow. I just heard that laugh and I started cracking up bad.
Yeah, dude. I cannot believe that.
Carl from Cruise, I don't know. I would have applauded him, especially if I would have been there with him.
Right.
But I do agree that he could have probably been a little more graceful with that. Maybe, you know, if they had taken to the manager, that would have probably fixed the issue. But I think it's the manager's fault for not dealing with the issue in the first place.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's frustrating, man. You pay a lot of money to go to a movie just to have somebody ruin it for you.
Yeah, and, I grew up in band and theater, and that's just a no-go. It's not cool.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Kevin Williamson. He's a lot of people's hero today. Mm-hmm. He's also probably going to jail, but he was at a play. And an audience member would not stop talking on the phone. He walked over there, This was after he already talked to the manager, by the way, and the manager allegedly did nothing about it. So he took matters into his own hand, walked over to the woman, asked her if she could get off her phone. She told him to mind his own business, so he took the phone out of her hands and threw it out the side door. Or at least he tried to. He hit the curtains and ended up breaking the phone. And, of course, he's probably going to be in a lot of trouble now. But 505-338-3700. How do you handle movie theater hecklers or phone talkists?
You know,
that's a word.
When I read this story and I found out what happened, I wasn't like, oh, no. I kind of felt relieved.
That somebody else did that?
That's
like what you dream about in your mind. It's what you want to do.
Yes.
You know, but then you rationalize it and realize like you're a grown up and you can't act like
that.
You
can't
do that. Yeah.
Cell phone etiquette.
Unless you're Kevin Williamson. Yeah. How did you stop a theater goer from ruining your experience? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static.
Yeah, I'm thinking Sonny took that whole turning the other cheek thing a little too literal.
Fun Joke Friday!
Yay!
Nicely done. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I always seem to have the most horrible luck of being directly behind the people who choose to be on their cell phone.
Right.
So I have no problem. I'll get out of my seat. I'll get down on the floor right behind them, and I'll like put my arm around them. So what's she saying?
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. Happy Friday, everybody.
T-minus 30 minutes until Sean Ambergy.
Shambergy!
There you go. Coming in studio to hang out with us for the first time since I've been here.
Yeah, Pastor Shambergy. Sean Ambergy making his way to Albuquerque. I'm stoked. It's going to be fun.
Yep.
We'll have lots to talk about. Until said time, we're talking about this heroic playgoer. I keep saying, you know, theater goer, playgoer.
Theater.
Still a theater.
Yeah.
Dude at a play, act one, dealing with this chick in front of him, talking on her cell phone. During intermission, goes and tells the manager, hey, this lady's very rude. She is constantly on her cell phone. Will you please take care of it?
Yeah.
Well, apparently whatever the manager did didn't seem to work because act two, she's right back at it again. Talking on her phone, so he finally takes matters into his own hands. Walks up to the lady, asks her if she could please stop, take it outside, do something. She told him to mind his own business. And since he was in the phone throwing business, he said, all right, this is my business. He grabbed her cell phone and launched it. Broke her phone. Maybe a little extreme, but how do you handle it? In a movie theater, somebody's talking on their phone.
The way that Katrina handled it is the way that most people handled it.
Yeah?
She said, watching Miami Vice with this guy next to me. Then this guy next to me, we get a phone call, answer it, talk a minute, and then hang up. Then a few minutes later, his phone would ring, he'd answer it, talk a little bit, and then hang up. About the seventh time, I was so frustrated, I just wanted to beat him up. He ruined the whole movie. If ever I wanted to be a big, bad man, it would have been then. I would have taught that guy a lesson. Unfortunately, I did nothing.
Oh!
How most people handle it.
No.
Nothing.
You can't do nothing. Ruins the whole movie. Static.
Hey, it's Pierre Rancho. So I'm in charge of the sound and everything in our theater, right?
Right.
So it drives me crazy when people are on their cell phones because it totally messes up our mics. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It messes up your mics?
Yeah, we have wireless mics, and so the signals interfere with the mic.
Wow.
And so they totally mess up the actors, and they start coming in and out, and then it's just disrespectful to the actors too. So,
yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
Exactly.
Thank you.
PR Rancho, everybody.
It's true. It's really annoying and kind of disheartening because when you're on stage performing, you're not paying attention to the audience. Unless you're in a melodrama.
A play is definitely different from a movie in that the actors, there's that fourth wall there.
Yeah.
But if somebody's talking in the audience, you can hear it.
You can hear it, but you have to really focus on what you're doing. And it's disheartening.
If I were in a play and somebody was on their cell phone and I'm up there on stage, How horrible would it be to break the fourth wall and just jump off the stage and like, or you can incorporate into it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't. It's totally
to be or not to be.
It's a lot of improv.
That is the question.
Get off your phone.
Unless, of course, the question is, why are you on your phone right now, disturbing Hamlet? Yes, I'm talking to you, lady in the third row. Get off that crazy contraption, because cell phones have not been invented yet. Please, thank you. Someone remove her. Off with her head.
That'd be good.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
And then
I
just
that.
Continue on.
Yes.
Whether it is nobler in the mind. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I could go on. I love Hamlet. It's good stuff, bro.
Yeah.
How do you handle it?
Jessica says, during a play, you say, must have been a boring play. He took it too far. I would have asked her to take it outside and that she was distracting. But it seems she is a rude person since she told him to mind his own business. I think since it was during a play, it was his business. You could have grabbed the phone and told the other person to stop calling that person. And why? I don't know. Oh, because of the play. I would have told a girl. I have told a girl one time that her texting was annoying at a classical guitar concert and she stopped.
Nice.
Ask first. Most people are understanding. If not, launch it.
Launch it. Unreal, dude. I still can't believe the gall of that dude just grabbing amazing. Somebody else's phone and throwing it.
It's amazing. Again, I don't condone that.
Cannot
behavior.
Damage
it's
someone else's property.
Everything I wanted to do.
Yeah. Static.
Hey. So, okay, a few years back, times were tough. We went to the Dollar Theater.
Yeah. No.
We saw Prince Caspian, you know, the Narnia.
Yep.
And this, like, old couple sits, a couple seats next to us. And the guy was one of those guys that just stated the obvious out loud to himself while we're watching the movie. So
right. There's
the beginning scene, you know, when I don't even remember the movie, but someone is giving birth to a child.
Right.
Do you remember this?
And
this old guy is like, it looks like she's gonna have a baby. I was just like, no, you're not gonna do this. And the whole movie, you guys, like, it was just, he was just sitting down. On top of that, he was eating, like, sunflower seeds, like, with the front of his teeth, and, like, cracking them one by one.
Are you kidding me? Like, are you a rat?
Like, sucking the salt off the hose. And the worst.
I think so from now on, movie theaters need to instill a new policy, because normally senior citizens get a discount. But I think if a senior citizen discount happens at any showing, then all of the other tickets are discounted immediately because you know you're going to enjoy it less because that dude is going to talk.
Yeah.
So everybody else should just get a discount once a senior citizen ticket is bought. Like, that's it.
That's good.
Everybody else gets a discount. I think I'm going to call him up.
Yeah, you should.
But here's the thing. This is the one time I've been thankful for a cell phone call in the middle of a movie, because his phone rang and he talked on the phone for like 3 minutes. And we was like, we gotta go. So they got up and left, like, he starts going through the movie. I was like, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, that's good. I like that. All right, you too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Oh, cell phone etiquette in movie theaters. Notice we haven't had anybody call and say, like, oh, but I've taken phone calls, important phone calls.
I haven't.
Yeah. You people. No. I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
You entitled people who think you can talk during a movie.
Do you talk in the theater? Not okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Cynicism is the sickness of my... Least of these, Joyful Noise. Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And, mesmerized by technology.
Oh, totally.
Steve Irwin joining us in studio. That's rare.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm actually in studio.
I know.
Usually it sounds like I'm in studio.
Oh, that's right. Usually you're
Sean's
in the cave,
here.
Though. Hey! Wow, like decked out in the Dukes.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay, so let me just say, I got this app from my favorite barista.
Okay. Your son?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He told me about this, and we played it a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's what you do, Steve-O.
All right.
Watch how this app works. Think about a real or fictional character, and my app will...
Guess who it is.
Try to guess who it is.
Now, we did this off-air with Mitch, and she tried somebody pretty obscure.
Yeah, well, you know, Salinger's a really popular
It took all
novel.
Of what, like a minute for this thing to actually figure out who she was thinking of?
Yeah, it was a character from a J.D. Salinger.
Okay. So I've got one. I wrote it down on this notepad so nobody thinks I'm cheating because I want to try and stump this thing.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Has your character really existed?
Yes.
Is your character a girl?
No.
Is your character more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Is your character still alive?
Yes.
Is your character an actor?
Yes.
Is your character currently more than 80 years old?
No.
Is your character associated with a certain drop involving money?
What?
It says that. Is your character associated with a certain drop involving money? There's don't know, probably not, or probably.
Probably not? No? A drop involving money?
Did I say probably not?
Probably not.
Or you don't know?
I don't know. No? I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, does your character smile a lot?
Yes.
Does your character mostly play in comedies?
No.
Does your character belong to a billionaire?
Belong to a billionaire?
Hey.
No.
Okay.
He is his own person.
Is your character close to Angelina Jolie?
No, it's not John Boyd.
Is your character a fashion designer?
No.
Does your character like you? You don't know?
No.
You don't know or no?
Probably, because, you know, if he knew me, he would...
Hey.
Does my character like me? He doesn't know me.
Okay, don't know. You don't know then. Is your character in The Avengers?
No.
Is your character white?
Yeah. Racist phone.
Is your character on a popular TV show?
Nope.
Was your character discovered recently?
No.
Does your character play a killer?
Man, he has in a movie. He's been in like 1,000 movies.
Does your character play a killer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does your character have long hair?
Nope. Man, this is taking forever.
Does your character appear in the movie Mission Impossible?
Nope.
You had to think about it.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Is your character heavily muscled?
No.
Has your character played with Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Has your character played in Ocean's 13?
No. Never saw it, though, so...
Does your character belong to the record company?
No.
Interscope?
No.
Okay. No?
No.
Is your character from an 80s movie?
Yeah. In movies in the 80s, yeah.
Okay. Here comes the guess. Is it Kevin Bacon?
No!
Oh.
What was it?
Yes! It's Harrison Ford! Harrison Ford, I wrote it down. I stumped your stupid magical genie.
When did Harrison Ford play a killer?
What Lies Beneath? He killed his wife.
Yep.
He also has played a killer. Let's see. Yeah, no, he's been a bad guy. He's been a bad, bad man. You know how many stormtroopers he killed? Yeah.
Is Mitch doing one
Blaster
on here?
Pistol?
I haven't.
He's killed bad guys in Indiana Jones movies. You know how many Nazis he killed? I mean, let's be honest.
It's
not done? Did it just hear voice recognition?
No, but it said continue.
Sure.
Okay, let's see if it'll get it.
It won't get it. Yeah, I want to see if this is really as magical as everybody says it is.
Okay. Does your character work on Adventure Time?
No. That's a great cartoon, though. I wish you did.
Does your character play for Bayern Munchen?
Did he play Baron von Munchen?
No. Does your character play for?
No.
No, okay.
What?
Is your character linked with dance?
No.
Okay. Has your character played in Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Does your character try to hide?
Well, he was the fugitive once. He tried to hide once.
Okay, but see, now it's asking character.
Did you put a wrong
answer. No, he said, does he really exist? And I said,
I'll
yes.
I'll say don't know. I'll say don't know.
I said yes.
Okay.
Has your character ever shaven his head? I don't think
no.
so.
No.
I don't think so.
He's always had those
does
great...
Does character hunt for treasures?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, artifacts for museums.
Has your character played in Star Wars?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Does your character have gray hair?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, now it's...
Now it's so guessing?
It probably would have got it on the second guess.
Harrison Ford!
Yep. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stupid computer.
I read...
It's because it heard me. Voice recognition.
Yes, it is.
It's what it is.
Shut up.
I stumped it. Whatever. I win. I beat your app. No?
No.
Yes?
Yeah,
no?
Kinda, that's kind of fun.
That was fun. That was fun. That wasn't painful.
So it got both of yours, really.
Yeah.
No, it did not. It said Kevin Bacon, and it was wrong.
Super wrong.
Was wrong.
But have you ever seen Kevin Bacon and Harrison Ford together? Huh?
No.
See?
And now I'm trying to think.
Kind of Clark Kent Superman.
No, stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin Bacon is not Harrison
Michael
Ford.
Jackson, Janet Jackson.
What? No, that's two totally different people.
You've never seen them together.
Yes, you have in the Scream video. They did a song together called Scream, and they were a music video. Oh, my
CG.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to definitely have to play that again. We'll give the listener an opportunity to try and stump the genie.
There
coming up, coming right back, our dear friend Shambergy makes his way into studio. It's been some time.
It has.
I'm amped. Right now, latest from Trent and Dabbs, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What are you saying, Mitch?
Oh, hey!
Welcome to the show.
Wow.
I know.
What's up?
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Joining us in studio for the first time in a year. Shambergy.
Oh. Good morning, static listeners.
That's right.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here this morning.
Dude, it's good to have you.
It has been almost a year.
Yeah.
The end of May last year was last time I was on.
Dude, and you were here and then you left. You know what happened is you left and then you were like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to come back. And then your church had this gnarly fire and that was God judging you for not being
here. Oh my gosh.
You think so, huh?
No.
Is that biblical?
No, that's not biblical. Sorry.
Okay.
I forget to tell him sometimes.
It's been a year. Is it too soon? Can I crack jokes about the great fire of 2012?
No, we can now crack jokes because they have now cleared me from being the number one suspect.
Oh, that's
for
good.
Were you?
Bernie, I was
Are
the
you
number.
Serious?
Number one suspect. There,
the pastor?
It was.
Tell me about the investigating. Did they have to like put you in a room with that one light?
Oh, dude,
no, we didn't go that far.
Honestly,
anyone flip
I did not know that. That's that's crazy.
But there were multiple conversations with the same investigator over and over and over and over again, trying to stump you. They're trying to get you to change your story. They're trying to find out if there's inconsistencies and they have 100 people on a list that they ask about you.
Oh my gosh. Are there 100 people in Los Alamos, right?
Wow.
Are there?
You need to get out of the studio more often.
And they keep me back here. It's my agreement.
I know. But yeah, that was fun. And luckily they determined that it had nothing to do with me.
There you go. That's good.
Dude, are you playing Bad Boys in the background?
Well, yeah. You were on Cops. Trying to burn your own church down. That's crazy, man. That's crazy talk. I can't believe that. Why would... Okay, never mind.
Well,
we don't have to go there.
Well, and that's a crazy
thing. Insurance reasons?
For insurance purposes.
I was just at your church like weeks before getting to guest speak, and it was awesome. And you were talking about how stoked and how everything was progressing and doing really well.
Well, we had just put thousands of dollars into our sound system, and we had just upgraded a lot of things. And so it's hard, because there was countless hours that you invest into something like that they just burned up.
How unexpected, too.
Well, and it happened from a power strip, a surge protector, of all things that's supposed to protect things
kind of
and prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
And it was turned off because it was on stage, and we had instruments plugged into it and different things plugged into it, and that was how we made sure that stuff was shut down.
Right.
And that's what
where the fire started. So,
oh my God.
Sean Ambergy, Pastor New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. It's been like a year. So for those that have never heard your wonderful voice, tell us a little bit about New Beginnings Fellowship. What's going on in
the
Los Alamos?
The face of radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Man, we are in the process of rebuilding.
Yeah.
And so it burned, pretty much destroyed our auditorium and a large portion of the other part of our building. And so it's been demoed and leveled and it's all gone.
Wow.
And we're now in the process, hopefully next week, going to start rebuilding. So it's been a long process.
I was gonna say,
Getting the plans, getting all the insurance stuff put together. You know, and that's the crazy thing. You know, think of why somebody would burn their own building down.
Right.
The heartache that we have been through.
Yeah.
Of this.
Yeah.
There's just the devastation of loss. I don't know if you've ever had your house broken into, your vehicle broken into, and you just feel like...
violated?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
This is on a different level. You just feel like, wow, there were lots of memories that took place in that building. That Sunday before, we did a water baptismal service, and I baptized 12 people that Sunday before. And these are new believers, new followers of Christ. And I'm standing in the parking lot watching our building burn, and all I can think is, what is this going to do to these new believers?
Right.
You know, how is this going to destroy or deflate, you know, what they feel, you know, God had done? And of course, then there was the joking side of it of, you know, some of the people said, it's my fault. You know, I got baptized and, you know, God didn't strike the church with lightning, but he burned it down.
Right.
Because they were, you know, I was such a heathen, you know.
Right.
It's like, no, don't do that. Don't listen to that.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. So where are you guys meeting now?
We are meeting in Real Deal Movie Theater.
No way.
Yeah, meeting in a movie theater.
All right. That is cool.
It's working out for us.
Yeah.
It's a great venue. The people that run the theater are a huge blessing, and we just see it as a partnership with people in our community.
Yeah.
And it's been really neat, the relationships with businesses in the community and churches in the community and people that have helped, that have offered to help.
Yeah.
We had a garage sale last October. And raised a couple $1,000s with that. We've had churches, we've had individuals send in money to help us with this.
Wow.
And the neat thing about it is insurance did us well. I mean, they're taking very good care of us.
Good.
And so we're blessed by that. But the money that we're using, we're investing into a little bit larger building.
Right.
And so we're trying to raise some additional funds to do that.
That's awesome.
And so it's neat. It's a fun opportunity. And we're getting to almost double our auditorium size. So we our auditorium, you were there.
Yeah, I was.
Seats about 100.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be able to build an auditorium that'll seat about 200.
Nice.
So we're excited about that.
That's cool.
We're going to be able to take that insurance money and put it into a building that meets our needs. Because we had a lot of our building that was there that, based on the size of the little rooms that were there, we couldn't use them. So they were just storage. They were just catch-alls.
Right.
You know, I'll put it in that room or put it in this room. And so now all of that's gone. We're going to build one big building, and it's going to be a testimony to that community of how God's grace
and
his favor.
I love it. I love it. Dude, phone lines are jammed. What'd you do? Static!
This is Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
I'll be conducting my own personal investigation.
Fireman Wiggins.
And your guest there.
There you go.
Is it too late to tell a joke?
No.
Dude, it's Friday. It's Fun Joke Friday all day.
If I have one pinon and you have two pinons, what do we have between us?
Three pinons.
A difference of opinion.
Oh, man.
That is all. God bless. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
That was good.
Fireman Wiggins. Static.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
Sean Ambergy.
What's going on, Shane? How are you, man?
Dude, I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to tell you, dude, I guess it's true, man. You're living proof that when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Come on now.
And I just want to say, dude, from now on, when I hear somebody say that, I'm going to think about you, man. I'm really proud of you and the way that you're handling that. So
awesome,
good
man.
On you, man.
Appreciate it.
Are you in, like, a hospital? What is going on?
I heard that.
Cafeteria?
I've got my son, dude. I'm taking him to a little playland at McDonald's right now.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, that's what McDonald's sounds like?
Yeah.
School.
Check it out. Say, hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
What's up, Jack?
Dude. Oh,
wait.
Say, good luck with the new church.
Good luck with that new church.
Dude.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
That's amazing.
You guys take care.
Later, Shane.
We love you, bro.
Later.
All right. Hurricane Shane.
Voice.
I know, right? Sweetest little voice in the universe.
Yeah.
Steve-O, Mitch hanging with you, and Sean Ambergy, pastor of New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos about a year ago. Gnarly fire. Yeah. You guys rebuilding?
We are rebuilding.
Meeting in a movie theater?
Bigger,
not giving
and
up?
Better.
I love it, dude. Throughout this process, over the course of the last year, I mean, looking back, it's easy, I think, easier to talk about it now because I remember when it first happened. And
devastating.
Yeah. What sustained you? How did God use this time, and what's God been doing personally with you?
You know, the big thing is looking at just going back to the beginning of when we were called to Los Alamos, went there, little bitty church, and God just been flourishing up there, using us to reach that community for Christ. And this is an opportunity that we have. It's bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news that a church burned down.
Right.
But it's been great publicity for us, and it's
community
been an opportunity.
Kinda, sounds like communities come together
a lot. They are.
It's amazing.
And so it's been good. You know, it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know, if the investigation, if they had found something or thought that there was suspicious act. And initially we thought that there was because we had a couple break-ins.
Right.
And so they thought that they were linked together.
Right.
That somebody had broken in and they burned the church down. And that was even our initial thought, like, wow, this could happen.
Right.
And the big thing for us was just really looking at it and saying, here is an opportunity, to restart.
Right.
You know, we'd had a building that was old and it was run down. It was going to cost a lot of money. We were actually in the process of raising some money to renovate part of that facility. And so, we have people that, you know, they used to go to that church 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And they're people that aren't living for God.
Right.
And immediately after the fire, people started coming back to church.
Cool.
You know, and so that's
what
I love
how God can use those situations.
That's what we were kind of looking at that and going,
yeah,
there are people that this may be a wake-up call for them, is saying, hey, I have not been living for God.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of memories. You know, we had they used to have a school there. And so there are people, they went to school in that building and they have lots of memories there. And although they'll still have those memories in their heart.
Yeah.
You know, that facility is, this new facility is going to be building new memories.
Right.
And so we're excited about that.
Excited
about the opportunity and how God's going to use it. It's, you know, in any town, whenever there's a new building or a new restaurant, you know, there's hype that comes with it.
Yeah.
And so we're using this as an opportunity to possibly reach some new people.
You know, that's amazing.
We built a really good relationship with the fire department and with the police department and some of the other areas in town. And we never know who you're going to reach.
Right.
You know, who you're going to impact through a situation like this.
Yeah.
And so we're excited.
That's good, man. There you go. MBFLA.
Yep.
.org?
Niblafla.org.
There you go. I can't believe I remembered that.
Niblafla. I like that.
It's been a whole year since I've said that. NBFLA.org for information on New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. And translator going strong out there.
Yeah, it was a little weak this morning, though.
Yeah.
It was.
No.
I don't know what was going
actually, on. Actually, yeah, we popped off yesterday. The engineers are... Dude, our engineers are amazing. They had to go out and fix something on the tower here locally. And I think because that the surrounding, like Santa Fe, Los Alamos, because you guys are all kind of still on the same... low today.
It usually comes in pretty good.
Yeah.
We were driving down this morning and trying to listen. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on. It's usually coming in a little bit better than this.
Power's a little low. So engineers are working on it right now. Yeah, if it's not one thing, you know, something else. So we just got the translator at full power in Las Cruces. So we're excited that we're up and running at full capacity there. And then, of course, because of that, yesterday, you know, here locally. It was like, sweet!
Yeah, that guy Murphy.
Awesome! Yeah. It's a good thing we just had a fundraiser. So, that's cool. Which is exactly why we,
we do those
every 6 months, which is why, you know, we draw attention to the fact that we're listener supported because, yeah, the costs.
And things
you
break.
Know.
We do.
Yes.
So, mystaticradio.com. You can check out information about that as well. And, coming up, I want to talk about a show. We obviously, Birthday Bash, we've been talking about our show, but you actually have something coming up very, very soon.
Yes.
Free.
Yes. A free show.
We'll talk about that right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. So save me. Sender, receiver, Static Radio, good morning.
Morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, joined in studio by Sean Ambergy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. Pastor there. Sup, yo?
Hiya.
Dude, can't complain. Glad you're here.
I am too, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's like old times.
I know.
Back in the day.
It's been forever.
Remember when we were kids?
I'm trying to.
Oh.
I'm getting too old. I remember what that's like.
Do you remember our kids? You know, when we, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
I have three now.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Unreal. So, Sean Ambergy, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos. You guys have a show coming up.
We do. Yeah,
stoked about this.
Next Wednesday, Righteous Vendetta.
Yeah. And we play?
Yeah, we're excited about that. Played? They're going to be coming up, and they're actually going to be doing an acoustic gig.
No way.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds cool.
So, we're excited about that. It's actually going to be at the skate park there in Los Alamos, and we should be there around 6. They're going to do an acoustic set around 7. Free hot dogs, free drinks, hang out, kind of end-of-school bash for us. And an opportunity to play some music, hang out with
the band.
Acoustic
show.
Yeah. That's cool.
So,
with these guys.
So I'm going to talk to Ryan about doing some, you know, acoustic set, but with the right vocals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How cool would that sound?
That's pretty amazing. I can't wait. And it's coming up Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Where can people find more details?
NBFLA.org.
NBFLA.org.
Got it on our Facebook. Real Life Student Ministries Facebook as well.
All right.
And it's a free show, man. Come out. Hang out. Free food.
Righteous Vendetta this Wednesday, free show. You can find out details at our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll put a link to nbfla.org in case you didn't catch it.
Nibblefla.
Yeah, that's crazy. Righteous Vendetta. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, we had these guys up last year,
mm-hmm.
played a big show with us, and they kind of get building some popularity.
They really are.
So,
yeah. Love it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Those guys, first time I ever heard from Righteous Vendetta was when they were on Tour of Spoken.
Okay.
And that was, yeah.
That was the right one. Yeah.
Yep. So, that was my first go-round with Righteous Vendetta. And good dudes.
Yeah.
Really
great
good dudes.
Great guys.
Yeah.
I love Ryan. Ryan's a good guy.
They will be in Los Alamos, free show, so, you know, you can drive yourself up there if you live in the Albuquerque area.
Yeah,
hour and a half,
yeah. Beautiful drive, especially
like
this time of year. Everything's turning green.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the winter months, not as fun.
It's not.
Especially that last little climb when you're going around and you look down over the side of the cliff and you're like, you know, if I fell over the cliff from this point, there's no coming back from that.
You could live. You can live.
Really?
We actually had a guy up there drive off of one of the cliffs.
He was driving
He was driving a paint truck. You know, like the striping paint?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
Went
over the edge. And there are trees just covered in yellow and white.
No
it
way.
Is awesome.
That is...
And what's even better is the guy wasn't... Yes, because the guy didn't get hurt
hilarious.
At all. Walked away from it.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is
did
unreal.
He land on the trees or like...
No, like it rolled down.
Oh my
but what's funny, like you can go look at it and there's like white stripes and then yellow stripes and then white stripes. Like the paint, like when it went down the hill and covered everything.
Wow.
You know.
So. Okay, so here's what not to do if you're driving to Los Alamos. Don't look over the edge to look at the stripes. Park and
the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unreal. How come that doesn't make the news?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
It made the paper up there. It was the number two story of the year.
Yeah.
You were number one.
We were number one. Yeah, our fire was
church
your number one.
Church burning down number one. You guys need... Man, see, I would watch the news if those were the stories. Dude goes over the edge.
Unfortunately, those are never the stories.
Paints the town yellow and white.
See, that's funny.
That's great. Stories here are awful. Did you see this? Actually, the story this week that threw me for a loop. Did you hear this? The story about this guy who tried to kidnap the 4-year-old?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yes.
Guy grabs a 4-year-old, throws her in the back of his car, and I guess neighbors saw, freaked out, and told the mom, and she grabbed her cell phone and her car keys and immediately began the chase.
Yeah, that's your child.
Calls the cops on her cell phone while she's chasing this dude down. Didn't realize, I guess, that at the beginning when he grabbed the 4-year-old, the neighbor started screaming at him, and he freaked out and pushed the girl out of his car and took off, but the mom didn't see the little girl get pushed out of the car.
Oh.
So the mom thought that the daughter was in the back of the car whole time. Chased him down.
Good.
High speed chase.
She says she didn't mean to ram into him.
Oh, I would have hit him.
That she lost control because they were going so fast, weaving in and out of traffic and stuff. That she actually rammed into the back of him. He turned himself in because he still ran away, but turned himself in later.
Well, the suspect that they think he turned himself in.
Yeah.
So again, it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
We don't know that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so you look at it and you go, could he be the guy? And evidently he's got a bad rapport. He's done some things in the past that, could. Yeah.
But it was like, dude, go mom.
It's like, that's the kind of stuff you see happen in Southern California, not in Albuquerque.
I know.
Dude, and the mom, like, watching her interview on the news.
It's heroic.
It's like, she didn't even think about it. I was like, yeah, got my car keys, my phone, jumped a car. I chased that dude down.
Yeah.
Quality
Mexican.
Like, you don't
mess with my baby.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. All right.
Don't mess
Good
with
job,
her.
Mom.
Good luck to all the bullies that try and get to this kid.
I know, right?
My question is, what was mom doing with her four-year-old outside?
In the front yard.
You know?
Oh, that was that was bad news for me. I was not even allowed to, like, put my toe outside of the front door without my dad being right by my side.
Yeah. So, yeah, good job. Good job.
Well, maybe it was, like, a different area.
Apparently, she watched those Liam Neeson movies and was like, oh, heck no. Yeah.
She has, like, the grenade ready.
Immediately
with, like,
went
the map
off chasing after. Yeah, but, dude, crammed in the guy's car.
There you go.
Little girl okay.
They're going to take you now.
Unreal.
Good job.
Sean Ambergee from New Beginnings Fellowship. You can find out more about his church, mbfla.org. And while you're there, get details on the show this Wednesday with Righteous Vendetta. Got the latest from Benjamin Dunn for you now. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Two lanes are closed, I-25, University, and Carlisle. There's also more road construction. The right lane is closed, Rio Grande at Candelaria. And guess what?
What?
More road construction.
Of course.
Unser at Sage, Unser at I-40, Unser at McMahon, Unser at... Just kidding. Left
Everywhere.
Lane is all around Unser. Don't go there.
Just stay away.
The left lane is closed, Taylor Ranch Drive at La Orilla and Golf Course. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Sean Ambergee from New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos hanging out with us. This is construction, no biggie to you.
Yeah.
It's all reduced to one lane here, but Los Alamos is
always just
one
lane.
So you're good.
There's like 100 people, like
but
I said.
But we always have orange barrels. I think
really?
We should.
Really?
I think we should change the New Mexico symbol from the Zia symbol
just
to the orange barrel.
I agree.
You're right, actually. When I was up there last time, we had to, like, detour because, a road was completely closed.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, okay, we're going to go around this park thing and go around this way. Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah. They're always doing something. Half
so
our town is
Albuquerque. It's New Mexico.
New Mexico as a whole.
Good job. We're a great state.
Stop chewing that coffee cup.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Pet peeve. Really, dude?
So
really.
Annoying.
Wow.
You know, it gets down to, like, a certain size.
You just give up.
You just got to give up and eat it.
Because
if you don't, it'll slice your tongue in half.
It's true.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it in the microphone, man.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
For real.
My bad.
Come on. He's still smacking. Come on.
So I can hear your spill.
We were talking about that on the way down here.
Smacking
your
Hall's coffee.
Yes. Drives me bananas. It's as bad as people driving in the left lane going 10 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah.
Wow. Apparently we feel the same about that.
Yep. Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like information on New Beginnings Fellowship and the show coming up this Wednesday. Righteous Vendetta going to be playing an acoustic show up in Los Alamos. Into school year Bash of Awesomeness.
Yes.
Do you guys have an official name for it, or can I just call it the Bash of Awesomeness?
Bash of Awesomeness.
All right,
you just
cool.
You
That's
just
actually what
it.
It's called.
That's really the title.
Yeah.
Good. I'm learning new things every single day. I love it, man. So what else is going on up in Los Alamos?
Getting ready for summer, man.
Yeah. Guys got big plans for the summer?
We do.
Building a new building.
Building. Yeah, we're supposed to get our plans back from the county on Monday, and it's been a little bit of a wait, and people in the community are wondering what's going on with that church.
Yeah.
Are they going to rebuild? And we are. It just takes longer than you want. Costs more than you plan on it spending.
Always.
And that whole process. And so we're still in the process of raising money. For that, you know, just like you guys, you know, try and fund your ministry here, for Static Radio and such a huge impact, not just statewide, but worldwide. People that listen online and that type of thing. And so, we're trying to do the same thing, trying to raise additional money so we don't have to take out a loan. We don't want to be indebted to anybody.
Right.
But
I just went through Dave Ramsey's, financial piece, bro. I know about indebtedness. Yo.
Yeah. So there comes a process where you go, hey, there's some things you just have to borrow against. And so, we're trying to trying to get that knocked down as much as possible. And we're just excited about what God's doing. We've seen people in the community, as I mentioned earlier, reach out. And we're fixing to do another fundraiser. We're going to be doing a raffle ticket.
Oh, okay.
For a vacation getaway.
Really?
Yeah.
To Albuquerque, because they live in Los Alamos. They want to get to Albuquerque. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Static.
So you can tell us more about that.
Almost.
Keep staring at the phone, because I'm wondering if it's Ryan.
Yeah.
So.
Supposed to be calling in.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to get a request in this morning. It is 9:18 out. It's also Fun Joke Friday.
It is. Hey, what kind of tree grows in your hand?
What?
A palm tree.
Oh.
What now?
I don't know. What now? You gotta like...
What did the aliens say to the garden?
Take me to your weeder.
Yes.
Really?
That's exactly what he says.
Boom!
I'm so angry at you for ruining that. Like,
nailed
I didn't really ruin it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious, because aliens usually say in movies, take me to your leader, but it couldn't be, unless it was like a leader, like a water.
Yeah.
Weeder.
Yeah.
Come on. No. I've never heard that joke. I seriously just guessed that.
Hey, did you hear about the comedian Owl?
Yeah, he's a hoot.
Yes, yes! He is.
Yes!
Who?
The Fantastic. Comedian Owl.
Yeah, he's
a real
dude.
Hoot.
He's a real hoot. Static!
There are two things. Can you guys play some TFK for me, please?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Well, either or, whatever you play is awesome. But the other day when you guys were playing Beastie Boys, I got out of the car, because I like turned off, and I got the car, and I was all, don't you tell me to smoke.
Yeah,
there you go.
And my wife's like, what are you singing? It's like, only one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, but then you call in and request TFK.
Oh, hey! Wow. Come on. Trevor's a really nice guy.
Oh, yep, sure he is.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Static.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
You guys are crazy.
You're crazy, man.
Hey, I heard something about free hot dogs at the show on Wednesday.
Free hot dogs.
That's free hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kosher dogs,
that's
too.
That's actually the only reason I'm calling.
That's good. This is good. I love it. Yeah. Ryan from Righteous Vendetta, and you guys have a show coming up Wednesday in Los Alamos.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, now...
In Los Alamos.
Here's the thing. You know Los Alamos only has like 17 people, right? You know that Albuquerque loves you too, right?
Hey, if it only has 17 people, that's more than usually shows up at our shows.
Come on now.
Oh, man. So I hear it's going to be a different vibe. You guys are throwing down an acoustic show?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of acoustic stuff lately, so we're going to do an acoustic set there.
I like that. When are you going to, like, lay that down and send it to me so we can play some of that?
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. One day.
At least you're being honest.
Yeah. You need to.
Yeah.
This will be good. This
okay.
will be good.
I'll keep that in mind.
There you go. Matt, this from Spoken, Matt Baird. They started throwing down a lot of acoustic stuff, and we actually ended up adding some of it.
Nice.
I love it. He actually brought his guitar into the studio right here, and we just kind of laid it all down here. So, you know what, Ryan? Studio's always open.
Hey, maybe we could do that. Maybe next Wednesday we could do something here and have him come in and we could do a little acoustic gig.
I'm just saying.
Do a little acoustic gig at the Spritz. Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's up with Righteous Vendetta? What do you guys got going on?
Oh, nothing. We're just getting ready to go. We're going out on tour with a band called Hurt.
Okay.
And then just hanging out, man. That's it.
I love that. It's summertime, hanging out and touring. So I'm thankful that you're awake, because it's here in Albuquerque, it's 9:22. Where are you at?
I'm in Wyoming, and it's at the same time.
Okay, there you go. All right. So, thank you for waking up early.
Oh, you're welcome. I was up anyway, probably. I would have been up by now.
So you're not one of those, like, I got to stay up till 4 a.m. and then wake up at noon because I'm in a band thing. Yeah, like, actually get up and have...
I usually am. Today was different.
You knew you had to make a phone call, so you had to get up.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
I love it. So, hot dogs, acoustic Righteous Vendetta... ball pythons. What else are we going to have there? There's going to be the fire eaters. And
you guys remember the last time I called? It was literally completely... I mean, we didn't even talk about anything.
Hey, at least we've already talked about something.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys were acting German or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm out of control. I don't know what I'm talking about either.
So at least I've asked a couple real questions already, you know.
Yeah.
What are you guys up to? show on Wednesday, and now we can get to the real questions, like, you know, if a penguin or a camel were to switch environments, which would die first?
Isaiah will answer that.
Hi.
Hi.
I am Isaiah Perez, the drummer for Righteous Vendetta.
Hello. Hi, Isaiah.
We have a very important question
for
you.
Very important question, because you're the drummer, so we want to make sure we ask a drummer-level question.
Well, the drummers are the most intelligent guys in the band.
Right.
Right. Because they hit things hard.
Hey, we're the ones that are reliable for the timing.
This is true.
We're the ones who keep the guitarists in line.
What are you guys going to do in heaven when we're all worshiping and you guys realize you have no use because there is no time in heaven, so nobody needs to keep time anymore?
Dude, we're going to play the most massive drum set.
There's no such thing as time in heaven.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Good job.
There will still be tempo, though.
Yeah. So, Isaiah, if a camel or a penguin were to switch environments, which would die first?
A zebra.
The zebra. See, exactly. Typical drummer answer. Typical drummer answer.
Obviously be the camel, because he'd break through the ice.
Ah, yes. Break through the ice?
Yes.
What are you talking about? You can't answer the question, like, rationally. There's no rational answer.
Why can't I answer? It's just obvious to me.
Nice. Nicely done. I like that. Oh, man, I'm being distracted by our video team who's outside, turning on and off our...
your remote.
I know. It's amazing. So, Righteous Vendetta, this Wednesday, details are up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Throwing down a free show.
Yeah, can we go back there? Because I'm in the studio, I'm confused by what's going on. Conversation. I can only imagine the people that are listening.
Here's what I want to know: acoustic show coming up on Wednesday. How does that go with like the growls and the screams?
All of our new music doesn't really have much screaming in it.
Really?
Ooh, new music.
It has like 10% screaming, 90% singing. And so we're able to do acoustic, that stuff.
Are you going to still, like, take it back old school, do some John the Revelator, like, acoustic?
We tried, and it just sounds stupid.
I'm so glad you've come to terms with it, and you're honest.
That was beautiful. That was the most honest answer. I absolutely loved it. That was incredible. Good job.
Yeah, we tried. But, we're doing a free show, and... we figured it was the next best option besides paying people to come see us, so we did free.
There you go.
And we're offering hot dogs and, you know, fire eaters and some great stuff.
Well, and the thing is,
saying fire eaters. People are going to expect fire eaters there. I need to stop.
Okay.
Unless you can
come up with a fire eater.
Okay. There you go.
I mean, why not?
It's Los Alamos. There's lots of crazy people.
We've got intelligent people up there.
Picking up a new hobby. I bet you could do it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go.
Get some gasoline and light it on fire.
Hey, you know what?
Eat it.
It's too early to talk about.
Yeah, too early. No fire jokes, please.
Too soon.
So where's the show going to be?
It's going to be at the skate park.
There you go.
So people can come skate, listen to music, and it's going to be a little bit different hangout vibe.
Yeah.
You know, acoustic set. But just kind of listen to the music genre and the way things are kind of shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be fun.
There it is. Coming up Wednesday, now for those of us who are not in Los Alamos that are listening and want to go to the show, where's the skate park? I know you guys
town.
One street.
You just keep following the one road.
Just keep following the one road and you'll be like, oh, the skate park.
Yeah. just ask the camels, hey, where's the skate park?
Wow. There it is. Ryan, thanks for calling in. This was a less discombobulated interview.
Yeah, this was as good as it gets.
There you go. Beautiful. Yeah. And we will see you next week and hopefully in studio and rocking some fun acoustic Righteous Vendetta.
Rock and roll.
All right, man.
All right, see ya.
See you soon.
Later, man.
Ryan from Righteous Vendetta show. It's free. It's Wednesday. And you can check out the details at MyStaticRadio. No, you can't. At facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
There you go.
Or nbfla.org. I love this. Free shows are always the best.
Yeah.
So, check out all the details online. Right now, latest from Carol Hood, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Telegram. Song called Sleeping In.
Sounds so nice.
I know. I tried to do that this morning, but I had this nagging co-host who kept texting me to get out of bed.
Okay, here, let me tell you what I've been doing. For this entire week, I've been texting him at about 5:15 every morning, just saying, you know what? Don't be late. Wake up.
Get up.
And every morning he's been like, I'm already up. What are you talking about? But this morning, it paid off.
It did pay off because I kept trying to go back to sleep.
I texted him and I said, don't be late. And he said, I seriously just woke up to this text. Like, yes!
Nice. I was going to be very late. And then you kept texting me because I still laid there like...
I know.
Yeah, but you know when you're tired, you're like laying in bed and your mind is rationalizing like, yeah, but if... Okay, but if I just roll over...
I hit the snooze twice like, this morning.
I have got like a solid 5 minutes. But for me, like my phone, I use my phone as my alarm. Mm-hmm. And when it's done, it's done. There's no snooze. And I did that on purpose because it's like I know that when this goes off and I shut it off, I have to get out of bed. And it's been forcing me to get out of bed and I can't snooze. However, lately, today included... was like I shut it off and I'm like I won't fall back to sleep. I just want to lay here for a minute, and then all of a sudden 15 minutes later I'm getting a text that woke me up saying I should get up.
So your phone doesn't have a snooze?
It does.
He has a specific app that he uses.
I have a different app.
He's like, wow, look how I slept last night. Showing it allows me, like, every morning.
Yeah. Oh, you have one of those crazy.
Yeah.
You're one of those and it also weird. Like,
but yeah. Well, it lets me use music. That's the only reason I got it to begin with.
What'd you wake up to?
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Oh, good song.
It's a good song. It's become the norm. That's what I wake up. That or Kings of Leon, usually. They kind of alternate back and forth. It's good stuff.
We've got a guy in my church. He has, like, this math problem. His phone, when his alarm goes off, he has to answer a math problem.
See, that's...
He does the same thing.
A
math problem, and then sometimes you have to, like, scan things. Is there that?
I don't know. He's in studio with us this morning.
Oh, no, hey. Really?
Yeah.
So you have to answer a math equation?
I'd
every
cry.
Every morning? See, I was told that...
Are they easy?
The backlit LED whatever, that's why you're not supposed to rock your iPad or your phone before bed, because it does something to your mind and makes you alert and awake or something crazy like that.
What?
Yeah, if you're trying to go to bed, don't use your iPad or your iPhone or anything like that.
No, don't do drugs.
Yeah, no, that's true. True story.
No, it's not.
It's true.
I use my iPhone...
Yeah,
iPad.
It takes you a while to go to sleep.
It takes you longer for your brain to shut down.
Not even.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They say
who's
they?
Who is
glass
they?
Researchers.
Those people.
Yeah.
That one institution.
Android users?
At that one institute. No. And Android, too. Any type of, like, backlit whatever. Apparently, I don't know what it
the
does.
The people who are taking our tax dollars.
So
to
in the morning,
study.
I make sure I, when I will shut everything off, I'll immediately try and go to, like, my email or Instagram or something to try and, like, okay, focus. What am I doing? Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Light. Wake me up.
Well, yeah. I do that. That's the first thing I do in the morning.
Yeah.
My alarm goes off. I pull it up. And then I get a verse of the day thing. And it's kind of like my little devotion that I do before I even get out of bed.
Before you wake up?
Yeah. Because you wake up and things happen and, text, phone call, email. The day is gone. And
right.
So, at least the first thing that I'm thinking about is the word.
Yep.
God's word.
Yeah.
And so people go, oh, you're a pastor. That's good. It's like, no, it helps me
right.
to have a better outlook
right.
on the day and going, hey, how do I apply that to my life?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Over the years of doing that, I begin to absorb
right.
those scriptures
yeah.
without even having to, like, really meditate on them.
Yeah.
And so it's cool, man.
I
it's
like
a way
that.
To do it. So
first
I think we all have
morning.
Different things that we do
yeah.
that wake us up or calm us down. I know people that they do devotion stuff before they go to bed because it allows them to sleep. It's like, we all have different
yeah.
methods for it.
Early morning. First thing. I like that.
But you're a night owl, right?
I'm not.
No.
But you're not an early morning.
I
so you're
normally
neither
I
one.
Towards the end of the week, it starts to get on you that you've been waking up at like 4:30. You know what I mean? So come
yeah.
Thursday, Friday, it gets a little tougher. And usually that's when my wife goes, but tomorrow's Friday. Let's watch another TV show. If I could, I'd go to bed at like 9 and be stoked every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
but
9 o'clock, going to bed.
That's because you get up early, though.
Yeah. And I would love every second of it. But usually there's a compromise, and I spend time with my lovely wife until 10:30.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But once you put the kids to bed, then it's kind of like just chill
yeah,
time with, the,
chill
with
time.
The wife.
And you want to have that. And so, yeah, so like 10:30-ish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could go to bed at 9. I could put myself to bed at 8:30 some nights.
Yeah.
Just be like, yep, see you guys tomorrow. Oh, right, we have kids that are still awake? Okay. All right, I guess I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Too. So, yeah. Anyways. Sean Ambergy from Los Alamos. NBFLA.org is the website. You can find more information about the church, New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Dude, thanks for coming in and hanging out.
Sure thing, man.
That's fun.
Thanks for the invite.
Free show this Wednesday with Righteous Vendetta going down at the skate park in Los Alamos. And, yeah, learn more details, NBFLA.org.
Mm-hmm.
What not? Wait, what?
I was just pointing.
Oh, pointing to... Yeah, whatever. We gotta go.
Okay.
It's 9:45.
All right.
We out. It's Friday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy Albuquerque, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the Topes tonight?
Yep.
You're all decked out in your Dodger yellow?
Dodger yellow, yep. The original. The original Farm League.
The original Dodger yellow.
The Dukes.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's Dodger blue. The Dukes are yellow.
Okay.
Dodger yellow. Okay.
I don't...
She doesn't follow sports.
It's
she has
okay.
no idea. That's okay.
I'm just glad I'm a Dodger fan, because then, you know...
It works out for you.
Dude, it was great.
A couple weeks ago, we were at a game on Friday night, and D. Gordon was playing, and I turned to Jack and Luke and said, enjoy him, because seriously, he's way too great to leave down here, and Hanley Ramirez got hurt, and literally, that was his final game as an isotope. Next day, he was playing with the Dodgers. So. Yeah. Tony Gwynn Jr., I believe, is still down here, so that's cool to see Tony Gwynn Jr. as a tope.
That's nice.
With the Dodger last year, and so, yeah. Some good times to be a Topes fan.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I just wish I still lived in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You know?
But it makes it that much more special.
It does.
There you go.
We're excited. You know, we're on the road coming down here. It's like, hey, we're going to the Static Radio, and then we're like, dude, then we're going to the baseball game.
Going to Topes.
Yes.
There you go.
You know.
Good times. All right. That's it for us. Brand new POD on the way back. And, of course, Adri and the Midday Show up next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.